gay man that's trying to marry a guy's daughter.
I just watched that movie on LSD, and it is psycho.
What?
It's a psycho
son-in-law?
The kid from The Sandlot, it plays the little brother, the fat redhead kid.
The great Hambino.
The great Hambino.
Who's the dad?
The dad is the lawyer, the other lawyer from My Cousin Vinny.
Yeah, like the bad lawyer.
The bad lawyer, the prosecutor.
He's not the guy from Pet Sematary, right?
He's not sure.
Don't you put in the ground comes out sour. You know what I'm talking about? That old man.
Yeah. No, that guy's a great actor. But Pauly Shore, there's this like joke that's implied throughout the movie that Pauly Shore has been jacking off to Playboy magazines with that boy, the great Hambino, in his bedroom. He's like, yeah, well, I'll show you Miss February later tonight.
maybe you play it for me?
He's like, I'm telling you, man, they were raping so many children in Hollywood in the 1980s that the cavalier attitude they had towards, like, literally slipping it into movies, being like, oh, you guys want to just go fuck kids after this? And then, like, John, we can't have just that in the script.
Yeah, he goes, you understand? No, they save the rec center, like, then they fuck boys.
Right, we haven't unveiled it to America yet that we've been creating all this media power
this
by
is our,
fucking children.
This is our Carol Burnett ear tug.
Yeah, we've been kill-fucking children in the back lot of Warner Brothers Studios for so long, I forgot that's not normal behavior that the rest of America engages in.
It's what seasons our barbecue pit.
Yeah.
Son-in-law is also in the Encino Man universe. Encino Man has a cameo
at
a party at the beginning of the movie, but Pauly Shore plays a different character.
The original script, the spec script, is called Son in Cage, and it was about a man who had his four-year-old in a cage in his basement. And he wanted him to never age past four.
Because that was his wife died.
Well, it was the most fuckable age.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Which is actually another script, the most fuckable age.
Yeah, they call in the pedophile circles, they call four ripe.
Yeah. The most fuckable age is a bunch of millionaires go to an island, and they all chase a four-year-old around and fuck him.
Dude, that was the original script of Surviving the Game.
Yeah, right.
With Ice-T.
Exactly.
But they go, hey, man, instead of a fuckable kid on an island, can we turn it into a black guy surviving?
A homeless black guy who's killed his family.
It's the 80s. They barely have rights. Of course we can.
Yeah. But Encino Man and whatever we were talking about before that, Son-in-Law.
Son-in-Law.
It was Son in Cage. It was the same script. So he had his son is a four-year-old in the basement.
Yes.
And he was freezing him to preserve that age.
Oh.
And so, like, Pauly Shore comes over and he's like, where's the kid, buddy?
Yeah. Because you're going to let the weasel at him?
Yeah, yeah. And then they would unfreeze the kid and fuck it. And then...